For me, I think that's the most memorable English learning experience is that I do it as a tutor to teach the children about English. During the summertime, program, I have to maybe it's just a few 1 or 2 hours just to teach them a simple English or just the vocabulary or the part of speech or some of the grammar. And that is one of the memorable learning experience for me.
So, do you do this every summer, or do you do it like recently last year?
I just do it in last 2 summer. But for this summer, I do other things. Now for last two summer holidays, I think I joined around 20 days in summer holidays. We spend a few hours for them to teaching them about English and who. Trying to activate them, to let them to have more interest in learning English. Yeah.
So I think this is also the reason you want people, your students to be good at using English. Sorry about that. So what do you enjoy in other than making them be good at it? What else do you enjoy in teaching them English?
I think one of the things that is very funny for me is teaching them is not easy for them. It's because usually it can challenge myself, and also they can learn something from me. So that during the process, they may find that I may find out some mistake for myself when I'm teaching others, and for them they can learn how to there's less chances to have the activities to learning English, but it is a valuable chances for them, for children to speak more English.
Yeah, I think that's a really welcoming environment where teachers and students can learn from each other. So when you're trying to explain something to them and they didn't understand for the first time, like what would you do to help them to understand the language?
The most straightforward way for me is to explain it more detailed way. But for them, they have more interest to listen to me more about the topics about that they are talking about. Maybe I using other or they using comics or other graphics to show them. Try to let them to be interested, or try to let them to understand what I say.
Do you have any special student in your class that you find is most outstanding or most remarkable in using English?
Yeah, I find some is very smart and also he is quite outstanding. They have since they are only primary 1 or primary 2, but they can speak fluency in English. Also, they can learn fastly. When I explain it to them, they can fully understand what is the grammar or the vocabulary or the sentence structure. This kind of things they can understand in a clear way.
Great. So other than tutoring students in English, have you done anything at any English activities at your school right now or in the past?
Actually, it's not activities. It's just because I usually track with my groupmates. Since one of my groupmates is foreigners and they're not locals, so that it is one of the good chances for me to speak more English, and I think that it is a valuable chance for me to improve my English also.
How often do you speak to them?
Maybe usually check in the WhatsApp or when they have a lesson, I will talk to him often. Yeah.
So when you guys were kind of text messaging, are you really self-conscious about your grammar, or do you just kind of type what you think of? Because in texting, it's more in a casual manner, and so I was wondering, like, what's your take on texting with foreigners or communicating with them?
Yeah, this one of my I find that it's quite difficult. I will try to minimize the wrong mistake or some mistake that I find in the testing. But in fact, they can understand what I mean, because some of them live in Hong Kong for certain years, so that they may, if you type it in the wrong way, but they can still understand what you mean.
Good. So for our next question, what is your most memorable English reading experience?
The most memorable English reading experience is about reading some book is about the architecture books. For me, I study in architecture, and I find that it's quite funny for me to learn about how the architect or the designer, how they can plan or how they can use how they can explain and to illustrate their ideas in a clear way. And I think that it is, and that's it.
So, for the architect books you've read, do you come across a lot of new words because it is a new subject to you?
I think it's one of my new subjects, but I still try to learn from them because their ideas are quite innovative, and also they really attract me to go on to read more books. And I find that this is maybe it can have a more ideas for me after I'm reading this book or learn from them from their design.
So where do you find where do you find to read these books?
Where to? What's that mean?
Maybe I should rephrase. Do you find the books in a bookstore, or do you see the recommendations online?
I just scroll from the library, because the library has category into different types, so that I can easily to find out what it is suitable for me, or I can easier to find that also from the internet, some of the Google books or other reference from the website or the that's it.
So do you borrow other books in the library other than reading architecture stuff?
It's only focused on architecture, but I also borrow some books from my friend. It's about the I'm not sure. It's about the time management books. This kind of books is quite useful for me, because it introduces many methods to how to you can manage your time. Or also, it is good to learn more. You not only learn about soft skill, the hard skill. It's also the soft skill after you read it.
Do you notice? Is there any difference in the writing style between architecture books and the ones you're talking about, time management books? Are there any writing style difference in that?
Writing style? For time management book, this kind of book is it's just simple, and you can do it, and the method is just simple to illustrate, to show to you. But for the architecture, maybe they will describe in the more, I don't know, it's quite in an artist way, I'm not sure. But I find that these are the two differences between this kind of two books.